Brazil's also had a rocky history in the Amazon with environmental rights activists, but it was in Honduras yesterday where one of the most prominent environmental and indigenous rights defenders in the region was murdered. Police say Berta Cáceres was killed during an attempted robbery at her home. The family and supporters of Berta Cáceres call it an assassination. In January, Cáceres gave one of her last interviews to journalist Jenny Monet. Jenny, thanks for being with us. So you visited Cáceres in her village of Rio Blanco in Honduras in January. What was she like?
In a word, Berta was amazing. She had a loyal circle of followers and people who just believed in the kind of indigenous resilience and nation building that she was doing. And it was really a wonderful thing to see in her element.
Yeah, in this part of the country, I mean, this is a village. It's kind of odd that a major activist decides to live in a rural area, not the capital. Or does that speak to the kind of grassroots campaigner she was?
Well, the heart of the dam struggle, of which I think a lot of the controversy and the conflict swelled, comes from this rural village in Rio Blanco. Berta was from La Esperanza, which is about a 3 hours drive, but Rio Blanco was the heart of this rural struggle around the Agua Zarca hydroelectric dam project.
Was that the specific project she was protesting at the time she died?
That's correct. The Agua Zarca hydroelectric dam project began in its nascent form 10 years ago, but it really started to heat up in 2013. And that's really when COPIN, as organized through Berta, started to really ramp up the activism. Over the course of a year in 2013, there was a major roadblock around the site. And so what you had was a sit-in, really, over the course of a year that was transformative. It was very effective in withdrawing the support of major foreign multinational corporations and investors who had bought into this dam project. So it really made an impact. And at that time, it was seen as one of those great victories.
Cáceres was an environmental activist and an indigenous rights activist. And when you met her in January, you asked her specifically about the importance and significance of this area and the dam and the river. Let's hear that.
Este, el río Hualcarque, es un río sagrado para el pueblo Lenca.
She had basically told me the DESA Corporation, that's the company that's building the dam, is continuing to move this project forward despite all the human rights violations. And the Hualcarque River is very important. It is a sacred river for the Lenca people.
So she'd faced threats before. She was arrested in 2013. Did she seem scared or nervous when you interviewed her?
You know, she seemed very aware. And despite the danger, despite the perilous conditions, I mean, she was facing constant death threats, sexual assault threats. She was very aware of the danger that was involved. Even her family, while they worried for her, everyone knew that these were the risks that it was going to take for her to do this work. And much of that strength was kind of embedded already in the family. Berta's youngest daughter, she's 26 years old, spoke with me about that.
Que luchó en el tiempo, o sea, que era una persona muy vinculada al comunismo.
She said that much of the strength comes from Berta's mother, who does this work, the grandmother. She was a social activist in the 80s during the time of the dictatorship. And so she understands these risks. And the grandmother of this family would never think that she would shy away down from fear, because she was a strong believer that this is how change happens.
This risk that she was taking, is there something specific to this part of the world, Central America and South America, people who campaign for indigenous rights, indigenous land rights?
Berta's death falls 1 year after the human rights group Global Witness came out with a really interesting report. It studied the dangers of environmental activists around the world, and it found on average that about 2 environmental activists are killed every week worldwide. Unfortunately, the majority of these deaths are indigenous rights defenders like Berta Cáceres. And particularly with her death, it shines a light on one of their most scathing findings, in that Honduras was found to be the most dangerous place to be an environmental defender.
Most dangerous country in the world to be an environmental activist?
That's correct. Since 2010, they've had more than 100 deaths, and many of those were indigenous leaders fighting these causes.
So is there an investigation that's likely to get to the bottom of who killed Berta Cáceres?
Well, that's certainly what the conversation now is. The global community, the human rights community, is outraged over her death, and many are calling for an investigation. Prior to her death, she had won protection through the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights that would allow her special state security protections. When she died on Thursday morning, there were no police guards or even security forces outside of her home. And would there have been, would she have been saved from the kind of assassination style death that took her life?
Jenny Monet, who interviewed Honduran activist Berta Cáceres shortly before Cáceres was killed in her home yesterday. Jenny, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.